for you.
Welcome everybody to your Tuesday show live stream here on KiwiRadio.nz with your host Ralphie on the 12th of March 2024. Kia ora, kia ora, kia ora. Today we have New Zealand music for the next hour. Yes, good tunes from down under New Zealand, where we interview guests every week. In fact, halfway through today's show, we have Jenny Smith joining us with a three-song showcase. So she is a singer-songwriter here from New Zealand. You'll be hearing more about her straight after a couple of tunes to kickstart the stream. Starting off with one of my favourite Aotearoa producers called Quicks. He's been making a name internationally. Take your sippy cup and drink to this one. KiwiRadio.nz. Kia ora. Quix. Do a quick roll call and let you know how you can interact with the show this evening. We want to thank our 34 unique radio listeners out there, either tuned into KiwiRadio.nz, also simulcasting on upfm.co.nz. That's a techno dance station for anyone that isn't in the know. We're also on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz, and we're also on YouTube if you check out the handle kiwiradio.nz. To interact with the show, if you want to say hello and talk about whatever, or give us some Kiwi recommendations, you can either message me on Instagram right now, which I'll be live there. You can call in on a landline, which is 09 889 8855. That's 09889855. We'd love to have your voice and line up a interview if you're a creative one here in New Zealand or elsewhere. We'd love to do that too. Remember, we got Jenny Smith joining us at 7:30 today, so it's almost 7:15 right now. I just want to quickly say I'm a big sort of like NASA solar stars guy, right? Like I love all that sort of stuff. And on April the 8th, 2024, there is, if you're lucky to be in North America, there's going to be a total eclipse of the moon there. And I did check. Unfortunately, we can't see it here in Auckland. But I'm so gutted because I would love to see that. And I've been looking, like, it's apparently pretty beautiful. So if you're in North America, check out the total eclipse on 8th of April. Or send us some videos. So I'd love to see what you're up to on that day, whether some of the animals start going crazy or something. Yeah, it's going to be a good kind of thing to mark in the calendar. Anyways, let's get straight to the music. We got heaps of new New Zealand music for you today. Georgia Lyons has delivered a breathtaking new single called Grow Old Without You, ahead of her forthcoming debut album, The Rose of Jericho. Gonna play some for you right now. You're tuned in to kiwiradio.nz. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Jenny Smith joining us at 7:30.
True, but I wasn't breathing, so I
kiwiradio.nz. That is Georgia Lyons. Want to say hello to everyone there on Instagram world, instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Hello to Damien, Retro Valley, Lenny's, Defiance, Nikolai, and anyone else who might be tuned in the background. Well, New Zealand has some great New Zealand music right now in 2024 and has become a breeding ground for country artists of longevity and substance. And the newest name on the block is Keith Pereira with a track here right now called Yeehaw.
All week long, man, it sure can hit back hard. By Friday night, I'm at the end of the line. I need a beer and a steel guitar. Call up my buddies, get to town in a hurry tonight. We're gonna turn it on. There's a place I know where the good times roll and the lights they shine neon. We're gonna raise some hell. We're gonna get a little wild tonight. Twist it off, light it up, set this place on fire. Put some feel good in my cup. We're gonna throw it down till the sun comes up. Crank the boots, stomping honky tonking country band. I'll be right here till I can't stand. If you don't sing along, it's against the law. Whoa, well, let me sing. 1, 2, 3, yeehaw. Yeah, we walk in the night begins. The bartender gives me something strong. There's hard work and heartbroken, all kinds of real folk trying to get a little buzz on. Tonight we're gonna show you how you're gonna get that wound up to unwind. All it takes is one drink to lead to another, and another leads to a good time. We're gonna raise some hell, we're gonna get a little wild tonight. Twist it off, light it up, set this place on fire. Put some feel good in my cup. We're gonna throw it down till the sun comes up. Crank the boots, stomping honky tonking country band. I'll be right here till I can't stand. If you don't sing along, it's against the law. Whoa, let me sing. 1, 2, 3, yeehaw. Too long, but by tomorrow night I'll be alright. Singing the same old song. We're gonna raise some hell. We're gonna get a little wild tonight. Twist it off, light it up, set this place on fire. Put some feel good in my cup. We're gonna throw it down till the sun comes up. Crank the boots, stomping honky tonking country band. I'll be right here till I can't stand. If you don't sing along, it's against the law. Wow, let me sing. 1, 2, 3, yeehaw. 1, 2, 3, yeehaw. 1, 2, 3.
What a great voice there, Keith Pereira with Yeehaw, brand new here from New Zealand. The hillbillies and misfits of Northland and Mountain View Arcanists rejoice as Maunga Turoto based two-piece The Advocators release their brand new album called Songs from an Endless Night. We have one of the tunes right here called Dreams.
Oh, sky, along with my self-centered schemes, riding on St. Lady's of last goodbyes to a love that's never.
Radio.nz. We are the live channel that showcases New Zealand music every week here till 8 p.m. and we actually have a wonderful pop country artist joining us right now. Her name is Jenny Smith, and she blends, you know, the traditional and the fresh, very honest, relatable music. We're going to have a chit chat with her right now, and she can explain to us some stories behind the music. Welcome to Kiwi Radio, Jenny Smith.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
What a friendly voice. So it's great to have you. I heard you've been very excited all day, so we'll keep the
excitement. I have.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show, where we showcase New Zealand music each and every week, Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. at kiwiradio.nz and upfm.co.nz. Jenny Smith is in the hot seat. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, music is pretty much just my entire life. I started playing guitar when I was 8, I think, 8 to 10 years old, somewhere in there. I recall it was back in the day of having music videos on TV. I used to watch, like, I think must have been the Hits channel. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I used to watch that when I got home from school. And I remember seeing Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me, on the TV. And I was like, I got to learn how to play that. and then my grandma got me a guitar, and I started lessons. And it wasn't soon after that that I learned how to play You Belong With Me. So the whole journey kind of started from that.
So from the Taylor Swift covers, you know, finding your feet as an artist, what did that first song sound like? Are we going to hear it tonight? Or, you know, tell us about sort of your first original tune.
Oh, that's a great question. My first original tune. So I started writing when I was 10 to 12, but for the first couple of years, I think that the songs were a bit, they weren't good. I didn't write my first good song until I was 12, and it's called Gonna Be Famous. It's all about how someday I want to be famous. Yeah.
You are pretty famous here in New Zealand. I've seen you on TV on the AM show, and you've
got
New Zealand Country Music Association Entertainment of the Year. What's it feel like to have those wonderful awards behind you?
Oh, it's so great. The New Zealand Country Music Association have quite a, how do I say this? They've got a really good system for anyone who's interested in getting into music. They've got awards and like club nights where you can go and share music. So I had a lot of support growing up, and that was definitely where my roots are in the New Zealand Country Music Association there. Yeah.
It's cool you're still doing the media and getting yourself out there, because, you know, we've got to get people to listen to your music, and that's what we're going to be doing right now. So let's kickstart with the show. We're storytelling format, so we'll play your music and you can tell us all about it. So let's go with I Don't Know How Not To as the first track. Tell us a little story about this one.
Oh, this one. This one I'm very attached to, because I love these songs that kind of started out as a fictional storyboard. I wrote this one through university. So I did the Auckland University popular music degree, which is based around songwriting.
Cool.
I went into Parachute Studios, and it was part of the course. We got to write with one of their producers. So I wrote with Sophie, whose artist name is Levine.
Yep.
And she really opened my eyes to some songwriting techniques, and we wrote the song together. So I'm very fond of this one, writing it together. And yeah, it came from a very fictional place, because I've got a lot of male friends, and I often get teased of like, oh, you're always spending time with so-and-so. Why don't you just date them? And I was like, I don't know how to not be friends with them. So that's kind of where this song came from. Yeah.
You should start your own TV show and call it Friends. And, totally original idea. But yeah, okay, I feel you. It's sometimes, I'm male, so I don't know, but I have heard from our guests that, you know, sometimes females do get it a little bit harder, especially when you're in sort of the music industry and things like that in front of people. So, yeah, so maybe, I don't know, they're all fighting for your love. They're all crushes or something. I don't know. But let's get started with the music.
We both know
Kiwi Radio, we want to thank Jenny Smith for joining us.
You know what's on my top shelf. I know what's in your drawers. To change this now would feel wrong. 'Cause I've known you for way too long.
And pretend. Smith. Whoa, this is my first introduction to your music. Firstly, what a voice. Congratulations on being super talented.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe she was born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, hey, so I hear a little bit of that Taylor, as you mentioned. I don't know if you know this about myself. I remix people. I produce music as well as a songwriter and all that. So I am a creative myself. And I was wondering if you want to check out this AI song that I wrote of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fun.
I'll give a bit of a background. So because we're a New Zealand music show, we keep it Kiwi themed. So the original song is actually by a man called Jeff Ong. And he released...
Oh, yeah.
You know him?
I haven't met him, but I know of him, yeah.
He's
doing great.
Super fame. And he wrote a song called Fingerprints. And I was like, you know, this is kind of 1979 Taylor kind of red album vibe. And so what I did is, with the beautiful technology that we have called AI, I actually separated all the stems, took out the male vocals and replaced it with an AI Taylor Swift. I hope this works. Here we go. This is not going to work. Live radio for you. Oh, yeah, muted. Here we go.
To me, it feels right. Your voice is lingering. And curtain still. Flew by the seconds, hours, minutes, and signs. Wondering all about how we can be who we are.
So I don't know if you got that, but did you hear that?
I did. That sounds fun.
I was like, does this AI thing work? And it works. And you can go down the AI music rabbit hole. There's people that have been recreating Noel Gallagher songs into Oasis songs. And there's like Tom York from Radiohead and all that sort of stuff. And it's just crazy to go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, there we go. This is the future. But there's still room for beautiful, organic singers like yourself. And I was just... Yeah. Anyways, what do you think of this whole?
Thank you for showing me.
What do you think of this whole AI music thing? Have you delved into it yourself?
I've only seen things of it on TikTok. There are some that I really like, and then some where they don't quite sound like the live singer. Like, you can tell that it's not quite.
Does this sound real?
As we used to wear.
Sounds like Taylor.
It does, but the vocal sounds slightly, I can't quite describe
like
it.
Like tremoly, eh? There is artifacts there is artifacts there. But my favorite AI song is there's Drake, Winter's Cold Out, Winter's Cold or something. And there we go. It's not even Drake, and people are thinking, oh, you know, this guy, random producer, writes better than Drake. So, there we go. will this be maybe a thing for you in the future where, you know, you started off with the Taylor vibe? Maybe you can duet with Taylor artificially or something, or are you just going to keep it organic?
If I'm going to duet with Taylor,
it has to be
organic.
Right? Oh, well, yeah. I'll give you her number later. And
thank you.
Yeah, we're well connected here on Kiwi Radio. Yes, we are. Indeedy. So there we go. Jenny Smith as well, if you want to, you know, hit her up and let her know how amazing this music is. Tell her that you heard the music on Kiwi Radio. Anyways, let's get straight into the second one. We've got another tune here called In My Head. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, this one is very deeply personal. About 2 years ago, I had what would have been the worst anxiety of my life. I wrote most of the song. Yeah, I was just in a state of mind where I was terrified that people didn't like me. I hated leaving the house. I hated working because I'm a teacher. I am always talking. And most of the song was written driving home from work crying. But I had a really good experience recording this song with Scott Seabright. He made it into a more positive thing for me, and I'm in a much better headspace now, and I'm really happy to perform the song and spread awareness of mental health as well. So I hope this song reaches people that need it.
That's beautiful, man. Such beauty. Jenny Smith is the songwriter. In My Head is the tune.
Myself to sleep six times this week. My head was spinning about what people might be thinking of me. As silly as it seems, I couldn't sing along to the radio on my drive home. I gripped the steering wheel with shaky hands and wouldn't let go. It's silly, I know. Truth is, I don't know who to talk to. I can't tell if my friends are real or just pretend. Is it all head? And if it's just my mind writing fiction, you think it'd give me some nicer predictions than it has? 'Cause it's all in my head, right? I hate the words I say when they leave my mouth. Judge the way I walk and the way that I breathe. As silly as it seems, I wanna change my mind, but I feel it in my soul. No matter how I try, I'm never truly in control.
Simulcast on upfm.co.nz and kiwiradio.nz. We want to say hello to everyone listening on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz, including the sun gods who have joined, and Karen Franson, who is listening in at 6:42 a.m. over there in the UK. So Karen, we'd love to have you back in the show. She's awesome singer-songwriter herself, and yeah, it's very early over there in the UK. And Karen is saying that, what did she say? This sounds beautiful. And I agree. You are probably one of our most talented guests in the 105 episodes that we've had. So congratulations on that.
Aww.
Where can I get your signature before you get super fame? I mean, I'd love to start supporting the music. Like, can you tell us? Oh, you've got a Bandcamp, don't you?
I do, yes.
Okay, so
I do have a Bandcamp.
Head over to Songs Smith Jenny, that's two N's and an I, .bandcamp.com, and you can support this beautiful singer-songwriter. I'd love to collab with you sometime. I don't know how or why, but actually a bit of a singer, country singer myself. Not really, but I tried country. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's work something out, because I think that would be fun.
I wrote this song, country song, during lockdown. Listen to this.
Hey there, don't you hear me calling?
I mean, I'm no Keith Urban, but that's me on the vocals there.
That's so awesome. Let's work something out.
Let's work something out. We'll see. Jenny Smith, you're always welcome in the podcast. Are you actually Auckland based? You are Auckland, right?
I am,
for
yeah.
Sure.
I grew up in South Auckland. I grew up in Waiuku.
Nice.
And then I moved to Whenuapai, beautiful Whenuapai, 2 years ago.
Well, if you're ever in North Auckland and you want to hit up a music studio near the beach, if you check out my Instagram right now, you can see my beautiful, stunning radio face with the studio in the background. Would love to, record some stuff for you, man, because I think you're just super talented and you might have a team already, but, you know, we'll see. There we go.
I'm open to collabs. I've decided that 2024 is going to be the year that I start doing collabs, because that's kind of where I haven't ventured that much into collaboration, but I need to.
Well, you know, you mentioned Parachute Studios. You were there before. I have a good friend called Chris Bates. He's a really good songwriter, and he does.
Yeah, I know Chris. Yeah.
For sure. He's so funny, right? Yeah, well, tell him Ralphie says hi. He knows me for sure. And so he's always, you know, writing songs with people and registering it on APRA and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes good things come out of it. So there we go. We'd love to maybe do something. But anyways, enough about my plug. It's all about you. I'm just very excited to find a really talented singer and songwriter. Like the lyrics, you said you're a teacher and you're used to talking to in front of people. Do you share your music with your students? Like, what level are your students, by the way?
I teach all ages and all levels. I sometimes do. The ones who are curious will find it themselves.
Yeah.
I try not to use
my teacher's a rock star or country star.
Yeah. I like the idea of inspiring them, but I also try to not use my teaching as like a how do I word this? As a I don't use it as a marketing tool, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You got to stay professional. It's like me with my with my day job as well. I've got a completely different persona, suits and all, and then I come home, do the podcast in my shorts, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. I feel you.
That's so relatable.
Yeah.
Writing songs in pajamas.
Yeah, for sure. What is the best song you've written in pajamas? That's a really odd question, but it could lead to something.
That is a tough question. I write a lot of songs in pajamas.
Yeah? Maybe that's a secret sauce then, because
I find the best songs are when either when I'm in between lessons, like if a student doesn't show up, I'll sit with a guitar or at the piano and I'll rushly write something. And then I'll edit it later if I think it's good. Those are really good songs. Or when I'm sitting on my bedroom floor.
Maybe it's just the whole like concept of you're really comfortable. And I've heard this from other songwriters as well. Like sometimes you just got to turn the world off in terms of noise, like stop listening to headphones. Karen says she loves pajamas, by the way, Karen in the UK. We're going to be shipping out Jenny Smith pajamas out to you very soon, Karen. But yeah, it's something about like turning off the world and just kind of listening to nothing. And that's when the ideas came in. And so I'm thinking like when you're in pajamas, you're almost in that same mood of, you know, comfort.
Yeah, I think that's something definitely. I've heard that a good trick if you're in a bit of a songwriting rut is to let yourself get bored. Because yeah. That's when you're most creative.
Oh my God. What I said in 30 words, you said in 5. True teacher form right there.
Woo!
Just summarizing.
Yeah, that's what you're good at.
Yeah,
that's so true. You just gotta, hey, hi Levi, welcome to the stream. You're bringing out a good fan base here today. Is anyone listening in that you know?
Yeah, I believe my boyfriend and his mum are listening at the moment.
Hello.
My parents might be listening. I don't know. They haven't confirmed.
That's all right. You can give them this replay. You can give them a replay. By the way, if you didn't know and you were living under the hole, yeah, we do replays here on KiwiRadio.nz. We record everything. We replay it on the radio station. But we also, if you want to download it as an MP3, you got to head along to the members page there for $2 a month. Yay, keeps the servers alive. But that's where they all hide. But yeah, for sure, you can relive the dreams and memories there. Jenny Smith is in the hot seat. Now, we are up to your third and final song, and it is called Crowded Places. What's this one about? Is this new?
I released it last year. So the three that we've listened to today were all released during last year, 2023. Yep. Crowded Places is another one that I wrote through university. During lockdown, I was watching a really interesting show.
Ooh.
I think it was called Songland. Have you heard of it?
Songland? Okay. Tell me more.
It's where there's three producers who are also songwriters. And some songwriters come in, pitch a song, and their aim is to get the song to whoever their guest famous singer is. Like, I think they had John Legend at one point. So there's four songwriters. They pitch their song. The producers choose the top three. They take the song and work on it with the songwriter. And then they take the produced song and pitch it to the artist.
I like that. Yeah.
So the concept of Crowded Places came from that. A really talented lady went on with a song called Crowded Places, but the concept was quite different. She was talking about how she would travel a lot, and she would think that she saw people that she knew in all these crowded places and that she really missed them. And it was really beautiful. But I was sitting there and I was like, I can't relate because I don't travel. But what I do relate to is running into people that I don't want to see, like an ex or, you know, something that ended badly. And at the time, I kept seeing an ex on campus at uni. And I was like, stop showing up everywhere.
So
that's kind of where Crowded Places came. I took the idea of the crowded place and I just applied it to something in my life. And the little guitar thing.
On the song?
On the song, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, on the song.
I found it. Is this the one? Oops, no, that's my song. Sorry. Not a plug. Here we go. Is this it?
I hate this empty bed.
Let's skip it a bit.
I go to crowded places.
That's the song from Songland, yeah.
Crowded Places. Oh, beautiful. I'm going to add that to my playlist. By the way, it's by an artist called Rin, R-Y-N-N.
Yes, that's the one.
Ooh, that's so cool. So you
it's a really
took
nice
that,
song.
Yeah, you took that and then implemented it. And that's really cool how a song came out of that. Beautiful. Hey, I'm so excited about discovering you as an artist. I mean, what's next for you in 2024? Tell us more.
I am going to be releasing more music to Spotify and Bandcamp and all the places.
Please, Bandcamp. As soon as I see it on Bandcamp, gonna buy now. So there we go.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Bandcamp is the best way to support artists, 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
So if anyone listening today is interested in my next things for 2024, make sure you follow me on any of my platforms. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Yeah.
All is it the same handle everywhere? I think it's songsmith_Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y. Yeah. That's on Instagram, is it? So elsewhere
it's
as well?
It's the same on TikTok. On Facebook, it's just Jenny Smith, but I'm sure if you search Songsmith Jenny, it'll come up with me as well.
Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah. YouTube, I'm on all the things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, you did you did some recent gigs recently on Breaking Sound. How did that go? Because that looks really cool.
That was so much fun. Like, oh my gosh, Breaking Sound. It was amazing. I'd never done a live show in the city before.
Yeah.
So that was my first time, and it was fantastic. I loved the vibe. I loved meeting the new artists that I was sharing the stage with. Yeah, I'm really excited to do more of those.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to, we've been running the radio station now independently. We're an independent radio station, Passion Project, for about a year now, 105 episodes in. And I'd love to start something up here in the North Shore of Auckland, because I think all the regular shows are like in Central. But
yeah,
I think North Auckland is like almost like another city. It's like Hamilton, you go north up Hamilton, but there's North Auckland as well. So there we go. We're expanding. Auckland is growing. Very excited. Jenny, Songsmith, Jenny Smith. And so gigs, recording, have we covered everything? Is there anything else you want to announce for 2024?
No, I think that's all the announcements.
And of course, you did this radio plug today, so it's going to go viral straight after.
It's my first one, so thank you so much for having me.
Amazing. Well, we're very honored. We're kind of like the podcast world of breaking artists. We've realized that. And sometimes we break an artist, get their music out. We've actually got a mailing list of about 2,000 sort of music industry people that we throw this podcast out to as well afterwards.
Oh, wow.
So through those connections and things like that, things can happen. So I hope things happen for you very soon. With a voice and talent like that, I'm sure it'll be no time till we see Jenny Smith in the big lights. And you heard her first here on KiwiRadio.nz. Anything else? We're going to sign off with your tune, Crowded Places. Anything else there, Jenny?
No. Let's listen to the tune.
Smooth. And hit us up, right? You'll hit us up if you're over in the north. We're like 6 minutes walk from the beach. So there we go.
You're a quick drive from my house.
There's an incentive before here. We've got a recording studio, music studio, everything. I'll send you the deets. And, we don't give out the olive branch to every artist, but sometimes when there's a rising star, you'll either get a yay or no. So there we go. So thank you very much. Did you say you know Chris Bates, by the way?
I do, yeah.
Do you know
the same birthday.
No way. Yeah. Is he jealous about that? Because Chris is like, he's a showman, right? Like he probably wasn't pleased that same birthday happened.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Have you heard his new track called Takeaway Cup?
I have.
I did a remix of that. You want to hear 10 seconds?
Yes. Please show me.
This is for all our Up FM listeners, because upfm.co.nz is our like techno station, and we've been jamming this remix.
Time you wake up, are you with somebody? Maybe you should break up. And do you get your coffee and take a wake up?
And I sent this to Chris Bates. He had the funniest reaction. He was like, Ralphie, I'm taking down my song on Spotify.
Oh, that's funny. That's a really good, I like that version.
Thank you very much. That's the Ralphie remix right there. So that's what I mean. I'd love to.
Where can I find that?
It's on, if you search YouTube, Chris Bates Takeaway Cup, Ralphie, R-A-L-P-H-E, or just Chris Bates Takeaway Cup. It's the second one there. You can listen to the original, and I recommend you do. if you haven't, but that's how
I
you find it.
Stream it. Yeah.
So there we go, Jenny. I'd love to do a remix or something with you. I think you're very talented. You have, it's all about the voice. Like, I've been told, I've been listening to a lot of Ryan Tedder behind the scenes stuff. You know, Ryan Tedder from One Republic.
Yes.
And he always talks about.
He's one of the producers on that Songland.
No way.
I told you about.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Fantastic. But he always talks about, you know, like it all starts with a good song and the dressing is just the, like the production is the dressing. But honestly, that's like 90% the song. So I think, and the voice as well. And I think you've got that. So congratulations. I'm very excited to showcase your music today. I'm very glad that your first radio show is with KiwiRadio.nz, where we break amazing talent. So Jenny, we're going to play your song right now, Crowded Places. And we want to say thank you. And stay cool, stay creative, stay inspired and inspiring the next generation and all that sort of good stuff. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Awesome.
Today.
Super talented. Jenny Smith has dropped in on KiwiRadio.nz. We want to say salute and thank you to all you out there listening in. And we'll see you next week, Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m.
I held a grudge. Believing when you did, it was fair enough. I wasn't allowed to handle. I've been working on that. I'm working on that. Don't blame me. We've got history. And forgetting isn't easy.
Do you know we crowded roses? Do you know?
We want to thank all our friends listening in from around the world. Karen, France, and then the UK is saying that this is good breakfast company over here in London. Amazing. I'd love to go back to London sometime and see you play again there, Karen. And if you haven't heard of Karen, I do like to promote my friends. And Karen Franson has a track called Get By, which I'll play for you right now. Kiwi Radio. kiwiradio.nz. That is our wonderful friend Karen from the UK, who's actually calling in right now. Hello, join call. We love it when people interact with the show. Karen, welcome to the show. You're in your PJs? Hang on a second. This is another song. This is another song by Karen. We'll line her up. It's Petals Fly.
Oh, how the wind blows on your door silently.
Yeah.
We gotcha.
My lockdown tune. Yeah.
I'm a one-man band here with all the technology, and I just press buttons until it works. But we have you. Oh, my God, you're listening in from the UK right now. It's so good to hear a friend's voice. It's so I love your accent.
I
just can't get used to it. What are you doing up to, mate?
What kind of accent is it?
I don't know. European.
Well, European. Nice one. What have I been up to? I have been living and crashing and burning and now written some more tunes and doing some gigs. I did a gig. Do you remember the Pizza Express? It's a nice venue in London.
Yeah, I remember being in London. I miss it. Tell me more.
Like a full band gig there last year, which drummer from, well, the original drummer from Jamiroquai played with me.
No way.
It was awesome. It was hard to get it all together, but wicked. And now these three songs, well, they're being arranged and stuff. So I think there might be a little Commuter Diaries Volume 3 on the cards coming out soon.
Well, I don't know if you know this there, Karen, but I'm your unofficial Kiwi agent.
I know. Please book me some gigs.
You got to know someone somewhere.
I'm coming.
Hey, I was just saying, you know, we live 4-minute walk from the beach. So if you're ever in New Zealand, I will extend my couch to you for sure. You're a good friend. Very talented.
I almost booked the ticket. I almost booked the ticket already when I heard you say that. Studio 6 minutes from the beach.
And enjoy New Zealand while you're yes. here too, right? You know, do the touristy thing. But yeah, for sure. You know, free accommodation to my friend there, Karen. We actually have a two-story house. So three-bedroom, two-story house, and your bedroom will be, like, downstairs, so you'll have privacy and things like that. And
So I'll bring my band then over.
Yeah, for sure. Why not? And play some shows here. Hey, that's a really good idea. I'd love to see that happen.
Excellent.
Awesome. Wait, Karen, yes. Tell us, you're in London right now, so you're, you know, boots on the ground. Who's a really cool, something on YouTube, a cool singer-songwriter that we haven't heard of that we can introduce to the New Zealand music scene?
I always go with friends, don't I? And
yeah,
I recently made a new friend. He is American, Brian Hingety. And he's over here writing. He just
how do you spell Hingety?
And he's just Hingety.
Yep.
And been here for a couple of years, I think, doing some songwriting and musical bits. But he's just gone out gigging his new single.
What's
and
the single
I really
called?
Like the song called Bombs.
Bombs?
That's my favorite. Bombs.
Oh, yes, Brian Hingety. Hingety, right?
Yes. Yes.
Let's just line this up. Would this be it? It's a nice 2.5-minute song. Would this be it?
Yeah. Yes. Perfect.
Awesome. Well, we'll play that next. So, American friend. So, there you go, Brian, if you're listening to this on playback. Recommended by Karen. We love your take on the music scene because I always say that you're kind of like 10 years ahead of New Zealand when it comes to London music scene. I also have another contact over there in the UK, Tina. She's a sort of like a jazz specialist, so I'm always like listening to her playlists and stuff. But it's good to, you know, have your say as well. So that's cool. Oh, isn't this lovely?
It's a nice impromptu catch-up.
Isn't this a lovely quick catch-up? Thank you so much. It's always good to hear my friends' voices. And keep me, you know, on top of mind.
Post it on when I'm coming.
Yeah, when you're coming, but also I'm your unofficial New Zealand agent. So new music, you know, send it my way. keep me top of mind.
I will do.
Lots of love.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. That's Karen Franson. You heard the music and now you heard the wonderful person behind it. This is a song in the, American songwriter called Brian Hingety called Bombs.
Dropping bombs on the weekend, feline Adderall. Chuck 'em for no reason, just to watch 'em fall. Hands on my head, body on the ground, singing my own praises to an empty crowd. I don't want to fight anymore, anymore, anymore. You're bringing me over the edge. Hats off to you, white flags flying through the air. You've won the war that was never there. I don't want to fight anymore, anymore, anymore. You're bringing me over the edge.
KiwiRadio.nz, just reminding you to, you know, if you want to interact, we're here to, we're basically a cool living room kind of vibe, and we're here to listen to cool tunes and stuff like that. So if you want to call us, 09889855, or send your music on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Want to say hello to Swigzoo and Third Junction as well for tuning in today. Sam Heselwood has been on the podcast before, and this beautiful singer-songwriter has actually released some new music. He's recently taken to the international stage in London over there as well. So Karen, if you hear on the gig guide Sam Heselwood from New Zealand, this is him right now. He's released a new soulful ballad called I Remember, emotionally charged single written and produced alongside Joel Jones, who have done Balu Brigada, one of my favorites as well, and Alex Stacey, who has worked with One Republic, speaking of One Republic earlier. So this is the man in wonder right now, Sam Heselwood. I Remember. You're tuned to KiwiRadio.nz, upfm.co.nz.
And if I want it, I'll go.
Why am I thinking of you? Laying alone in this room. It's only the things that we lose, we remember. About dreams that come true, they'll take the life out of you, leave you with nothing to do but remember. Live all the moments with no sense of time. It hurts when you notice what you left behind. I've seen every ocean, but every time I close my eyes, I remember back when we were in love and we followed the fire in our hearts. We moved every mountain we touched and we danced in the light of the stars. I know nothing beautiful lasts, but when I get to heaven, I'll rise to go back to when we were alive.
drink the wine on my own. Go straight through my blood to my bones. I feel you so close, and I know that nothing's gonna bring it back to me. I knew I loved you, so I set you free. Live all the moments with no sense of time. Every time I close my eyes, I remember back when we were in love, and we followed the fire in our hearts. We moved every mountain we touched, and we danced in the light of the stars. I know nothing beautiful lies, but when I get to followed the fire in our hearts. We moved every mountain.
Sam Hazelwood from New Zealand concluding this week's show. We want to say thank you to everyone tuning in. Had a really good audience today and very interactive. Nice spontaneous call there from Karen Franson, singer-songwriter in the UK. We also want to thank Jenny Smith for joining us as the artist of the week. And if you want to be on the show, hit me up on instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Send me some tunes via DM and all that goodness. And for all the creatives listening and all the fans of New Zealand music, we want to say stay cool, stay creative. See you next week. And, yeah, be good. All right, back to the Autobot music. See you later, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.